Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Sisk. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tommy Sisk. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting 8th. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. There goes Verdon. The throw from Canizaro to second, and Verdon is out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Clemente moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Canizaro for a passed ball. Clemente scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Pirates. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-0 in the game. with a walk. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente, who is chasing the ball. Neal reaches third base with a triple. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisk. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neal scores. Chacon moves to third. It's 4-1, Pirates. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook takes first base on ball 4. Canizaro moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Chacon scores. Canizaro moves to third. Hook moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Pirates. Earl Francis now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Canizaro scores. Hook moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. It's 4-3, Pirates. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stewart moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mazeroski strikes out. 1 out. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 1 in the game. Chacon hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into left field. Skinner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Skinner. Ashburn scores. Mantilla scores. Woodling moves to second. It's 5-4, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woodling moves to third. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Neal hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Stewart hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Neal fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clemente tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Pirates, 5, Mets, 5. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burgess moves to second. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-2 in the game. Chacon strikes out. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hook strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Verdon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote strikes out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-3 in the game. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schofield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Bausche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausche is 0-for-3 in the game. Bausche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Ed Bausche. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Neal bunts towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. Cannell moves to second. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-3 in the game. Chacon is walked intentionally. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Chris Canizaro. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cannell scores. Chacon moves to third. It's 6-5, Mets. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hook strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Marv Thronberry now playing first base. Rod Cannell now playing left field. Joe Pignatano now catching. Jim Hickman now playing right field. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mazeroski moves to second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mazeroski moves to third. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mazeroski tags and scores. Two outs. It's Pirates, 6, Mets, 6. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-4 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hickman. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 4 in the game. Skinner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Pirates. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burgess hits a pop-up towards short. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Chacon reaches second base with a double. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thronberry is walked intentionally. Al Jackson pinch runs for Marv Thronberry. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Jay Hook. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.